always, the story always ends just after the couple gets together. I'm a wedding photographer by trade, so as you might imagine, I hear a lot of stories about people falling in love and wanting to get married. But it always makes me ask the question, what's this relationship going to be about after that point? There was a day when I went to visit the girl that I loved more than anything else in the world. We were together for 2 years and we had been engaged to be married, but there was just one problem. She had decided to end our relationship. By now you probably figured out I'm not talking about Candace. There was a lot more involved here than I have time to describe, but suffice to say that out of that broken relationship, I lost my job, I lost my church, I ended up moving back with my parents pretty much with the stuff in my car. I struggled with depression and rage and bitterness for a long time, and some of my friends said that maybe this was an idol that God had taken away from me. But all I know for sure was this. I was destroyed, and God used that destruction to ask the same question as earlier. What is his relationship with me going to be about after that point? Now, my name is Joshua Spencer. I was born and raised in California. I was homeschooled during the years my family traveled across the country to the Carolinas, where I graduated high school and college and eventually seminary. But perhaps the least interesting thing about my life was how I came to faith in Christ. I was pretty much just raised that way. When I was 3 or 4 or 5, I realized I love Jesus, I love church, forgiveness, sin, repentance, ask Jesus into my heart. It was all always part of my belief structure. So I don't have some dramatic testimony of coming to Jesus. But for me, the biggest moments in my life have come in what comes after. I had realized after that broken engagement that up to that point, even though I'd been a pretty good Christian man, the focus of my spiritual life up to that point had been how I came to Jesus, but I hadn't answered that question of what happens next. And perhaps it shouldn't come as a surprise that the answer came to me from the scriptures. I was reading the Gospels one day, and it struck me that Jesus says, "If you love me, obey my commands," in John 14. And then if you read around the Gospels, they just ping back and forth. Matthew 22 says, the second commandment, the first one is, of course, to love God. The second is to love your neighbor. But what really, really got me was, what does that look like in practice? We want to pursue God. We want to enjoy and know God. But when we say that we love him, what does that actually look like in our walk? And this is the question I was posed with. What is my life going to be like now? And Matthew 25, 31 to 40 comes to mind. And bear with me as I read. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him we will be gathered on all the nations, and he will separate the people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we come to you as a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." Whatever your testimony is, it doesn't stop with the story of how you came to Christ. God is at least as interested in what he's doing right now in your life. After my horrific broken engagement, God took my love back from my idols to him. He slowly led me through my bitterness to forgiveness, and he led my focus from my pain to serving other people. the grace of God is why I started a wedding photography business right after my own wedding was canceled. The grace of God is why I spent the last 8 years in the U.S. military. The grace of God is what brought my wife Candace and her wonderful family, and all of you fine folks, by extension, into my life. And the grace of God is what inspired Candace and I to start HelpWinston.com. And I just want to take 30 seconds to reiterate those cards for our nonprofit are out in the lobby there, and it's only one way of serving. But if you all remember last year, we talked about this. Help Winston is simply a website where you can come and talk to us and say, hey, I have these skills, or I have these needs, or I know people have these needs, and we try to facilitate meeting those needs. I can tell you that whatever pain or stagnation or whatever your situation is right now, the solution is not to simply wait for God to move or change something drastic in your life. The solution is to love your neighbor as yourself. Put it into action. Meet the material needs. Help Winston is a way that Candace and I do that. We'd love for other people to be involved. But I do know this, that whenever I am passing on some form of help, I feel the Spirit of God moving through us, and there is no point where I feel more alive than that. Thank you.